Yes, he's our wild thing, and he's one of our NRL Nation commentators, Mark Spud Carroll. He's on the line. Morning, Mark.
Where you been?
Well, having a couple of well-earned weeks off, mate.
Like you, man. I dream about days like that. I'm just sick of seeing photos of everyone eating over in Europe food. I'm sick of it.
Did you watch the game last night, the Matildas?
Yes, like everyone else, man. I had to. I was looking forward to see how they went. I was just a bit worried. I think the pressure, not only from media, but also when you've got a Prime Minister coming out saying, you know, if they win the comp.
Yeah, it's public holiday.
Day off. Yeah. Are you kidding? Like, seriously, don't go doing that. And you told they were very tentative at the start. You know, England, doesn't matter what sport they play, man, they're always good, aren't they? So,
yeah.
But, no, well under Australia.
All righty. Round 25 of the NRL kicks off tonight. And that round 5 of the NRLW competition. Great to see teams uniting, raising funds for Daniel Anderson, the former NRL coach who suffered a catastrophic spinal cord injury late last year while body surfing. Good to see the rugby league community getting behind one of their own, Mark.
Yeah, isn't it fantastic, Richard? I went out and seen Daniel at his rehab centre probably about 4 weeks ago, and he said in the discussion, you know, we played together. I mean, because he's the same age as me. And I went, yeah, who for it? It was Wallachal Hills District under 14s. We had the best at the side. I said, mate, you won't believe it. I actually took him out a book for him to read. And there's a photo of that team. That's how highly I rate it. So I've had Sydney Headlocks and they play with me. But I disagree. Yeah. From the league, and so they should, mate, give it back to the people who put smiles on our faces.
A lot of rugby league stories about at the moment. Perhaps one of the hottest ones off the press is the shake-up at the Tigers, West's Tigers. Tim Sheens, who was due to hand over to Benji Marshall at the end of next season, but it's happening at the end of this season, Mark.
Yeah, I reckon so it should be, mate. They're playing ordinary. They've got another wooden spoon to go in their centre of excellence. You should see this place, Richard. Mate, if I was working from there, I wouldn't go home. That's how good it is, right? And the thing is, I reckon they've been pampered too much. And you can tell the way they play, mate. There's no respect for each other. I just think they need a bit of a shake-up. Regards Benji, he's going to sprinkle his magic, hopefully. We see some magic like he used to play, but at the end of the day, mate, you know, you got to hurt people in the middle, and they're giving out band-aids.
Yeah, well, somebody, I think a lot of people think should have been doing a lot more than he has been. Tevita Pangai Jr., the Bulldogs prop, he's been a bit of a journeyman. I know the Knights were, because I believe he still has family here in Newcastle, but I know the Knights were trying very hard to get him a number of seasons ago. He's walking away from what's reputedly $750,000 next season and apparently wants to take up boxing. What are your thoughts on that one?
Well, you know, everyone's saying it was a bit of a shock. It probably was, but his attitude hasn't been...
No.
I think he's come out saying my attitude's been wrong. He wants to go and change the path of boxing. But the thing about boxing, mate, it is the hardest sport in the world. You haven't got teammates helping you. You're one against another one. You train bloody hard. And I think, mate, you might give it a go for a year, but you probably need to wash out of rugby league. He's only 27. He's 28. I reckon I played my best footy at 28 and... I can see him coming back, and the only coach who can actually coach him is actually Wayne Bennett. So
watch this space. Okay. First game for round 25, it's tonight. Scotty Sattler, part of the team, calling all the action from Townsville. You can hear all the action right here from 7 o'clock. The Cowboys take on the Shark. North Queensland, they're fresh off a bye. They're sitting in ninth position. They obviously must win if they want to have any chance of sneaking into the top eight. And the Cowboys boosted with the return of Nanai from injury, and also Jason Taumalolo playing his 250th game tonight. Should be a big one.
Yeah, he's the other player who signed for a 10-year contract.
Yes.
The first few years were great for him, but then they tried to change his style, give him too much on the sideline. I reckon what's that happened, it causes... it's going to be a crazy thing. It causes your body to go soft. When you're not playing as much footy, that's why I seem to be getting injured the last couple of years. That's my philosophy anyway, Dr. Carroll. But I reckon, mate, the Sharks, desperate. They've got their game back together, so I'm going to go to the Sharks defensively. they go great, and then they go attacking as well. So I'll go the Sharks.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. Okay, the early game tomorrow, the Warriors take on Manly. Should be a terrific battle, despite the fact that your Seagulls' hopes have all but been dashed of making the finals. And the Warriors continue to impress. They're sitting at number three on the ladder. They're named Mount Smart Stadium, Daniel Anderson Stadium, for the sold-out clash. That's the early game tomorrow. Who do you like here?
Yeah, what an amazing gesture. You know, he was a coach over there and made the Warriors in some capacity here they are at the moment. You know, they've surely got a new coach over there, Australian background, but he's just set the standards. I think Daniel at the start. Who do I think? Well, naturally, I like to see Manly win. They need to win. They need to win. Schuster, this is the last week of playing 5-8. I think we've got to put him out on the edge. But I think the Warriors over there, mate, capacity crowd, very hard to beat, Richard.
All right. You're going to be calling that game along with Warren Smith and Sean Timmons. All the action right here from 6 o'clock tomorrow. The 8 o'clock, the late game tomorrow, the Eels take on the Roosters. Parramatta, obviously struggling to make the playoffs without without Mitchell Moses, who's out for the rest of the season due to injury. Who do you like out of this one? Eels and Roosters? I mean, both have been a bit up and down this year, haven't they?
Yeah, I think the Eels are gone. Moses out for the year. Roosters. Yeah, we all picked them to win the comp in some capacity,
yes.
And now they're coming the other way. They've got to win every game to get there. And I think another week we'll go the Roosters.
Going the Roosters. Okay, three games on Saturday. The early game, the Tigers and the Dolphins. Dane Laurie, Luke Brooks. They'll try and continue. Well, they've been pretty impressive in the halves. Put on a strong fight despite going down to the Warriors last week, whilst there are more headaches for Bennett's Dolphins, who've dropped off the perch, and they're minus a few players due to HIA. Tigers and Dolphins, who do you like here?
I think the Tigers. Dolphins lost too many players. We always thought that was going to happen. New side in, and they're sort of back in. There are a lot of players in, so we're going to the West Tigers.
Okay, he's going the West Tigers. The Titans take on Penrith. That's the second game on Saturday. The Gold Coast looking to bounce back after a big loss against the Sharks, and full of confidence following the re-signing of both Tino and Fifita. Minus Foran due to injury. They've got a couple of others that are out. The Broncos, they've got the bye this week, haven't they? I think it's Thomas Weber making his debut, isn't he, at halfback in place of Tanner Boyd. I think,
yeah. I think it's who are we go for? Mate, toss of a coin.
A lot of people are tipping an upset here. And look, I'll go for it. I'll go for the Titans at home.
I'll go the other way if I've got to get in front of you.
Righto, okay, you're going Penrith. Okay, the late game on Saturday, Dragons take on Melbourne. Red V welcoming back Lomax from injury. They'll be looking to notch up a few wins to finish the season on somewhat of a positive note, while Craig Bellamy's gone with the same 17 that got the job done against the Raiders last week. You like the Storm to beat the Dragons?
A long way too. I think there's some they're running perfection. You've got Pappenhausen coming back. They love this Storm of footy. You can smell in the air, semi-finals around the corner 3 weeks ago, so we'll go to Melbourne.
Okay, you're going Melbourne. I'm with you on that one. Okay, two games Sunday, the early game, the 2 o'clock game. It's already sold out at McDonald Jones Stadium. The Knights hopefully will continue on their winning ways. They're only 1 point ahead of the Rabbitohs, so this will be a do-or-die effort for both teams. Who do you like, Knights or South Sydney?
Yeah, well, the occasion up there, as I said, I think you said packed crowd. One of the best stadiums. Newcastle supporters, rain, hail, or shine, they're always there. So hopefully they can get enough energy out of their side to try and beat the Rabbitohs. But I feel the Rabbitohs, they need to keep winning. The desperation. So I know you're only at Newcastle, so I'll go south.
Yeah, right now.
There we go.
I don't know that we've ever sold out the stadium so early. It was a sellout on Tuesday afternoon, so there's going to be 29,000 plus there. Looking forward to what should be a great game.
Yeah.
Okay, round 25 will wrap up the 4 o'clock game on Sunday. The Raiders take on the Bulldogs. The Green Machine obviously looking to bounce back after copping a hiding against the Storm last week. The Jared Craig is back from injury, and Canterbury obviously also desperate for a win after getting towed up by Newcastle. Raiders or Bulldogs, which way are you going?
Well, I don't know if anyone's seen the Ricky Stewart after the game. He was absolutely furious. Did not want to be there answering questions. And I'm sure the spray would have been what they call nuclear. And I guarantee you, we'll get a response from the Raiders. And I really feel sorry for the Bulldogs, who I think they're going to get hiding.
Yeah, look, I had a couple of calls earlier this morning about this, the Pacific Rugby League Championship. What do you think about that? You think it's a good thing?
Oh, it's always great for our game, the Pacific area, because our game these days probably about 60% Polynesians and other sort of standard of players, and mate, it's great for the game, mate.
Yeah,
I'm really looking forward to it. And they keep all the talk is, you know, is that that's going to be fullback. Well, mate, it's called loyalty, right? There's not much of that in the game these days, Richard. You know, he's played 10 tests. He's been captain for 6 of them. He's the current captain of the Australian side for the World Cup. You don't go anyone else except Tedesco.
Yeah, yep. With you on that one too. Look, it's also been announced that and confirmed Manly, Broncos, Roosters and Souths are going to be playing in this double header in Las Vegas to open next year's NRL season. Any thoughts on, you know, kicking off the NRL season in Las Vegas?
Oh, just getting our game out there. They're going to get it quite a surprise to America, because going back when I was working with Russell in a movie called Cinderella Man, one of the guys there was Howard from Happy Days.
Oh, yes,
Howard.
Yep, Ronnie Howard.
I showed him a video of what we used to do and the collisions we had, and he looked back and he said, "You're not wearing any pads." I said, "Mate, we had no helmet, we had a mouth guard," and he's always like buttons. So I'm looking forward to seeing what the Americans see again.
Well, the NRL boss, Peter Vlandis, is hoping it's going to attract some NFL stars, you know, gridiron stars to make the switch. How do you reckon they'd go?
Massive call. To say that, they're it's a different game. But, you know, the players who went across, you know, Tommy Holmes, mate, he was that close to making it, you know. Jared Hayne, if he scored that first touchdown, he would have made it. But then next thing they put him to fullback and he dropped the ball. He never drops the ball.
Yeah.
I think as a forward, you couldn't go over there. Maybe you need to be agile, quick, over a certain distance. So for an American to come out and play our game, it'd be bloody hard, mate.
Yeah. All right, always good to talk to you, mate. You have a great week. And good calling. Yeah, you too. Mark Spud Carroll, he will be calling the game tomorrow, the 6 o'clock game. All that action here, the Warriors Seagulls, and of course we're kicking it off tonight. Scotty Sattler will be part of the team calling the Cowboys Sharks game. You'll hear all the action right here from 7 o'clock.